live from KFNX News Talk Radio 1100, it's Chatterbox, where you'll find the latest news, interviews, and updates about the gaming world. The views and opinions expressed are those of the host, the guests, and the callers only, and not necessarily those of KFNX News Talk Radio 1100. And now, here's your hosts for Chatterbox.
Everybody. We need to get started. So first of all, I've got all this stuff to give away. Like they gave me too much. And so I know we have enforcers out there. We have enforcers. If you guys want to, do you want to grab some t-shirts and just toss them out to people as we start? As I tell the rules and stuff? Do you want to do that for me?
Sure.
All right, are we done with the shirts? That was Care of Rockstar, and of course Take-Two, the wonderful people who own them. Now as you can see, we've got some other sponsors. Nintendo, excellent people. I know we're all fans of Nintendo. There's going to be a lot of questions today related to Nintendo products. Thank you. I, however, do not work for them. And Nintendo History. They're great. They've been wonderful to us, and a lot of you guys are going to appreciate them being here even more than I do. Now, Microsoft... Actually, the Expert Zone department, I don't know if any of you guys are retail professionals, but if you are and you want to take quizzes and you want to get virtually free games, you can sign up, take quizzes, and get stuff over at Microsoft.com/ExpertZone. Expert Zone, excuse me. EA Games provided some games today. We love them as always. Red Octane. I know we all love Guitar Hero. I've got a couple special t-shirts from Red Octane. Logitech, we've got some mice. Two of the people on stage here are going to win. Not first place, second and third place. So if you want a G3 mouse by Logitech, you better not win. And the behemoth makers of Alien Hominid, we have some wonderful characters from them, the little figurine guys. And finally, Rainbow Studios, we have a game from them as well. We appreciate everybody who sponsored us. And even NVIDIA and BFG, makers of cards and all that jazz that you guys all like to use. So we've got so much stuff to give away. We're going to get right to it. First of all, the contestants are far more important than myself. This is the Chatterbox Treasure Box, by the way. I didn't even mention that. I run the Chatterbox video game radio show out of Phoenix, Arizona. It's also a podcast. You can go to chatterboxgameshow.com or chatterboxers.com to learn more about that. But who cares right now? Contestant number one, because he's on my left, not yours. You should be able to talk into that.
Oh, yeah.
Can they hear you?
I hope so.
Excellent. All right. What's your name?
Charlie Falcone.
Charlie Falcone, where are you from?
I live right here in Seattle.
Fantastic. Now, last year we had a guy dressed up as Mario. Nobody decided to do that. But what's your favorite thing about PAX?
Warhammer Online, and hopefully getting to play it a little later today.
All right. Certainly not being part of the Chatterbox Trivia Show. And contestant number two, you actually were with us last year. You weren't one of the contestants, but you were definitely a powerhouse. You were a winner in your own right because I gave a super hard question at the end of the show, and you tried your best to win it. I had him staring at balls literally for a weekend. Balls of light. On the PlayStation 2. What's your name?
Not the drink. My name is Michael Sansregret.
Michael?
Yeah.
What was the last name?
Sansregret.
All right, yeah, I didn't hear that.
I know
either.
It's complicated.
And contestant number three, with your. Thank you for that, only delaying the show. And contestant number three, what's your name?
My name is Matt Porter.
Matt Porter. All right, so we have contestant number 123, 123, however you want to do it. Here's how it works. I have a bunch of questions. I have questions that I thought weren't that incredibly tough, but other people seem to think they're difficult, and that's because I'm conceited and older than all of you, so I've been through more video game history. So, we're going to ask these questions. So, first of all, let's go to the board here. Do you remember how to do that? Excellent. I had to build this thing. It's all HTML. Forgive me if any of it doesn't look good. All right, so we're not going to start just yet, but the way it works is, contestant 1, 2, and 3, I don't have buzzers or anything, so we're going to start off. Actually, I'm going to make him one now. So if he doesn't get it right, we go to the next person. Next person doesn't get it right, we go to the next person. And here's where you come in. Here's where you all come in. If none of them get it right, the question goes out to the audience, and then the audience gets a ticket from one of the people, one of the wonderful enforcers, and anyone with a ticket's going to be very happy at the end of the show. So, and other people who don't even get tickets. So we're just going to go ahead and start. We've got five questions for each category. All right, console. These are questions relating to consoles, or more specifically, the games or the history of that console. Then we have arcade, same thing, but of course related to arcade games. Modern is my way to squeeze it into a tiny little category section. It really means modern history, basically, or things that are current events, things in the news lately, because there's been a lot of news in the past year or two where blogging and everything's gone huge. So think of that as current events rather than old history like the rest of this stuff. Hardware, anything relating to hardware in the video game industry, game consoles, other stuff like that. And people, that could be people or companies, entities, all right? And so, you know, who developed this, who did that, who's your favorite guy, that sort of thing. And then potpourri, my favorite category, it could be anything. So we're going to start off with contestant number one. We've already wasted enough time. So where would you like to start?
Let's go with potpourri for 200.
Dude, I converted. It's the other guy's number one now.
Oh.
I'm starting to confuse you off the bat. You're going to take potpourri for 200. All right? Potpourri, I'm going to read the question. You can look forward now, all right? So Tetsuya Mizuguchi, he created great musical games like Rez and Lumines, but for what very popular arcade racing series is he also responsible?
A Ridge Racer?
That is incorrect, sir! Number two, contestant number two. Tetsuya Mizuguchi made what arcade racing series, or designed it?
I'm going to go with...
You can do it. I know you can. Picture everybody naked.
I'm going to go with Cruising. No, not that one. The, I can't remember its name.
I don't think you got it right then.
No, probably not.
All right. Contestant number three, putting on the pressure here, and almost the first question to the audience. Tetsuya Mizuguchi, what arcade racing series did he make?
Mario Kart.
Oh, man. Man, never worked for Nintendo, that gentleman. All right, anybody in the audience knows this answer. First person I saw was back there, no, third one in. Stand up. Stand up. You know who you are. Stand up. In the white.
Aww.
Yeah, stand up. Stand up. You don't know the answer, then it goes to the other guy right next to the enforcer. Oh, my gosh.
Sega Rally?
Sega Rally! Give that man a ticket. Who should be on stage now? All right. Contestant number two, you have almost everything on the board to select from. You can do it.
I'll go with hardware.
Say it again.
Hardware.
Hardware for how much?
Oh, 100.
100, taking it easy. All right, what is the name of Sony's tiny optical media used in the PlayStation Portable? Full name, though, not the acronym or the abbreviation. Full name, do it.
Full name? Shit.
Shit, he says. Somehow, I don't think that was the answer either.
He got it
no,
right.
No, but it could have been.
All right, it should have been, that's good. You are on the ball today. All right, we're going to move on. Contestant number three.
Was it Universal Media Device or Disc?
I'm going to let it slide because I like you. You've got a nice face. You win. That was 100. Hard for 100. You can flip your little digit there. He's a winner. And now you get to take another question because it's actually time for you.
Tell you what, can you pick one for me since I picked one for you?
All right.
Give him a five. You know you want to do it. But he could win 500 if you do it.
Let's do modern for 400.
Modern for 400. This is current event. It's very difficult. What feature of the real man's PlayStation 3 cannot be added to the cheap, crappy version with an accessory? Look forward. They all love you. They're giving you the answers out there. They're whispering to you. All right, PlayStation 3, there are three features. Three features, which if you buy the $500 version that nobody wants, you won't have. Two of them you could replace by buying extra overpriced stuff. One of them you won't be able to replace under any circumstances, maybe unless you're a super hacker.
Is it a sex life?
I want to give it to you, and that'll earn you a t-shirt, and I'm free tonight. But no, I can't give you the points for it. Contestant number one, Megamat. Three features, one of them you're never going to get back if you make that poor, poor decision of saving $100. I need the Jeopardy music in the background. It's so tame. Everybody knows this. Do you know it?
Is it online capability?
You say online capability. No, that would be an extremely poor decision by Sony. Contestant number two, redemption time.
I'm going to go with physical controller points.
Physical controller ports. No, that's incorrect. Yeah! Incorrect. All right. I actually... The girl waving, apparently. Unless that's a boy with a wig. There it is.
It's Ken.
That's what you get.
An HDMI connection?
HDMI connection, ladies and gentlemen. That is absolutely correct. You win the coveted golden ticket. It's actually silver. All right. Now, wait a minute. Go back to that. Go to hard or modern for 400. All right. There was a bonus there. Bonus is specifically for the audience, so you want to see them pop up. It's kind of like the Daily Double. I don't ever do anything creative here. All right. Click on bonus for me. All right. Which features can be added with the accessories? Guy down in front, third in from the aisle, who really wanted to be a contestant, by the way. Both of them. You need both features.
Is it the wireless control ports or the wireless controllers?
Keep going.
And the backwards compatibility?
Both are incorrect. Oh. No, you sir, I saw the hand up right there. Right there. Oh, you don't want it? You don't want it? All right, I see another one right behind him standing up. Well done. What two features can be added with the accessories?
The wireless control port and the 60 gigabyte hard drive.
Now, I wasn't thinking of the hard drive. I'm thinking the because that's still hard drive. But anyway, both are also wrong. I'll let you slide with the hard drive, but they're wrong. Somebody else, and this is the last try for this question, then I'm going to have to give it to you. All right, I see a guy in the middle there, right there with the hand up. Stand up. You know who you are. Yes. All right, and just pass the mic if you have to.
Well, I was also going to say the 60 gigabyte hard drive, so you're letting that one slide, right? And then the other one is the Wi-Fi, 802.11b.
All right, so I'll disregard your first answer. Wi-Fi is one. Now, what's the other one?
All right. Oh, I know this, I know this, I know this.
We're halfway there, guys. I don't know if we have enough time for the show if you don't answer it. It's on your shoulders.
Oh, I can't do it.
Oh, you got to pass that mic back. I will give you half a t-shirt. Is that good? Actually, we're gonna let somebody answer the last one because we're halfway there. Who knows that they know the answer? All right, I want to give it to you. You, because you've been so good to me already. All right, come on. Come on, third one. Yes, you stand up. Enforcer, dude.
All right. Blu-ray. No, fuck.
No. If you could pass this to the guy who did give the half-right answer, I'd appreciate it. This here is a traffic cop. That's by the BFG people. That's one of the prizes we're giving away today through NVIDIA and BFG. All right, I'm going to give you the answer. It's the card ports, the memory card ports, gentlemen and ladies. All right, we're going to move on because that was way too much time on one question. Please go back. And who is up? I totally lost track now. It's your turn?
I chose.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. It's his turn.
You were the one who chose monitor 400 for him. Yes. Contestant number one.
A console for 300.
Console for 300. What was the first game for the SNES, that's the Super Nintendo Entertainment System, to include the Super FX coprocessor? I'll read the questions to you. No worries.
Okay. Was it Star Fox?
It was Star Fox. For 300. We're moving up to three. That's the highest number on this board. All right, we got another bonus. Guys, I'm telling you right now, this is a special bonus question. Because we love Nintendo. We've got a lot of stuff from Nintendo. Here's an easy one for you. What's the title of the brand new Star Fox game for the Nintendo DS? Guy in the hat in the black waving his hand. Yes, stand up. You. Yeah, you got it.
Star Fox Command?
Star Fox Command. Do you know what that wins you? Do you have any idea? You right now, without even getting a ticket, win yourself a DS Lite and a copy of Star Fox Command. Thank you. Now, it was made clear to me.
Bye-bye.
When I called up my many contacts at Nintendo, because I'm very hooked up, I said, listen, I would like some things, and we love you too. I said, I would love a few things to give away to my contestants and to my audience. And they said, sure, but only if you give away both the system and the game because we want them to play it right away. And I said, I happen to know that you have to charge that battery for many hours before you can play it. And they're not going to be able to do that. They're not going to be able to wait. So last night, I took it upon myself to charge all, like, 50 million DS lights that they gave me. So as long as you keep the volume down, you're welcome to pop it open and play right now. And by the end of the show, we're going to have a few more people who will be able to play with you wirelessly within the auditorium. Because it's charged and ready to go. So, we have another bonus question, a bonus of the bonus. So we need to go back to console 300. We need to go into the bonus section and go into the second bonus. Another very special question. I wonder if you guys know what the prize is for this question. Name two other games playable over a Nintendo Wi-Fi connection. Oh, this is tough. Hang on. Hang on. This is... What do I do? How do I pick? Oh. Do the enforcers have any friends in the audience that they want to win a prize? Do the enforcers have any friends? I want one of the enforcers to answer this question. I want one of the... Guys, there's more. There's time.
I don't know.
She was pointing to herself. She is her own friend. She's going to love playing a game by herself. Do you already have a DS Lite?
Me?
Yeah.
It was stolen a week ago.
Oh.
It was the important pink one.
Do you guys not want her to answer this question?
Answer.
What's your name?
What's my name? Brandy.
Yes. Brandy, tell me, what two other games, and there's more than two, right?
Yes.
What other games are playable over Nintendo Wi-Fi connection?
Mario Kart DS.
And?
And Animal Crossing DS.
Animal Crossing is correct.
I had mine for a day and a half before it was stolen.
I want the pink one myself. All I've got is white for you. I'm going to keep this on the side for you, but these are yours.
The pink one's an extra $100, too. I will play with you.
We appreciate the enforcers. All right, next up, I keep losing track. It's your turn. Now we're going to go back to the game. Those are very special Nintendo questions. Thank you, Nintendo.
Console for 400.
Console for 400, everybody. Let's go to my radio voice. What game was recreated as a playable minigame in the original PlayStation version of Ridge Racer?
Ridge Racer.
That's actually Daytona song.
Daytona.
I was let's go to the race.
I'm going to go with, Pac-Man.
It was Pac-Man. That is incorrect, sir. Number three. Contestant number three. Man, did you guys even play video games? I don't think you play video games, so you don't have the answer to this. He's shaking his head no.
Yeah.
All right. Contestant number one. No need to look back. I'll tell you the question again. What minigame was actually in the original PlayStation, Ridge Racer?
Starblade?
It was not Starblade. All right. Yes, miss? In the mic?
Galaga.
That is correct. She earns a ticket. I don't even know if it's Galaga or Galaxian. I tried to research it, and I can't tell the difference, but it's good enough for me. And if it's good enough for me, I think it's good enough for the audience as well. Next up is actually contestant number three. Anything that's in yellow.
Hardware for 300.
Hardware for 300, we're going to choose, and the question is, name either of the two games made specifically for the Power Glove. There are two games that had special features specifically, and only two. There's a $100 piece of hardware. You'd think that they would dedicate more than two games to it. You would think so. Come on. There's two of them.
I have no idea what the Power Glove is.
No idea what the Power... Oh! Do we have a replacement? Do we have a replacement for the stage? This is the Power Glove. Do you remember it? Made for entertainment gaming. Go vanilla. All right, contestant number one, name either of the two games made specifically for the Nintendo Power Glove.
A Super Glove Ball.
Super Glove Ball! He's moving on up to number six. All right. And we're going to go back and ask another question. We're going to have, this is contestant number one, right? You get to choose now. Contestant number one, you've got a whole lot of the board to choose from. Some of them have bonus questions for the audience, some don't. They want a bonus question. They're going to flog you.
Arcade for 300.
I don't think that's one of them. What company co-developed Mario Kart GP with Nintendo?
Namco.
Namco! Wow. 9 points to 0-1. Bookies are in the back taking bets. All right, contestant number two, it's up to you. You can go up front. If you pick one of the 500, you could be on your way.
Console for 500.
Console for 500. All right, everybody quiet now. This is one of my bigger questions. I got to read the whole thing. In a thinly veiled attempt to classify the PlayStation 2 as a computer and therefore avoid certain taxes, what did Sony include with the European release of the PlayStation 2 system?
I'm going to go with the keyboard.
Keyboard. Not a bad option, I'll tell you what. But no. Contestant number three. They came to me and said, I know video game trivia. I'm over 20 years old. I know history. And this is only 5 years old. And this was just in the news recently. Because their attempt to avoid the taxes, Europe was like, no, you know what? You're going to have to pay that to us. It's current events, even. You do not know the answer,
External
sir.
External hard drive?
No. External hard drive was available for the Japanese PlayStation 2, though. Contestant number one, it's on your shoulders.
Was it a mouse?
It was not a mouse. Right, it was not a mouse. Right. All right, there was a guy who was waving in the beginning. You're not interested in answering anymore?
No!
All right, I'm with the guy way in the back. Way in the back, third from the end. Just scream it.
USB port?
It was not a USB port, because that's on the US system as well. Oh, is it yelling that gets my attention? Is that it? I want to choose the quiet guy. The quiet guy with the Half-Life 2 shirt. Wait for the mic. No, right. Second row.
A basic interpreter.
Yes, it was Y basic. That way you could program for your PlayStation 2. And it's a computer, right? It's a computer. We don't have to pay millions of dollars in taxes. Whose turn is it? It's player 3.
Arcade for 500.
Wow, this is not going to be easy. I'm sorry, guys. What game's style and mechanics were often adapted to create adult Unhide the Naked Lady style games? This is hardcore geek question. This, if you know this, you've never played an arcade game, but you played a lot of MAME. Gentlemen, we don't condone piracy. And I will give you a hint. The name of the game, the title of the game that I'm looking for, has 3 letters.
Well, I know the title of the game, but...
The title of the game, whose everything was completely stolen, and they put naked ladies into it and sold it.
You're talking about GTA?
No. Contestant number one. Do we have people who know the answer to this?
Yes!
See, and I thought this was a tough question, but we're going to contestant number one.
Quix.
Or Kix. I pronounce it Kix. Okay. Q-I-X. Oh. That is the correct answer. I'm going to flip for you. We're going from 9 to 14. Woo! So now, contestant number one. It's a little bit crazy. All right. Contestant number one. We want to give questions to the audience, guys. You have to get them all wrong. What would you like?
Arcade for 400. I'm sorry.
Arcade for 400. He wants to take the lead, and I don't know if anybody's doing the math, but pretty soon they're not going to be able to catch up to him. What did Nintendo call its arcade system, which allowed a player to choose from up to 10 different Nintendo Entertainment System games?
The Play Choice 10.
The Play Choice 10! He's a robot! 4 more! Was it 4 or 5? 500. That was 400.
Oh, it was 4. I'm sorry.
That was 4. Okay. That's cheating. That's down a point. Contestant number two, the audience is fuming now because I gave a prize to the Enforcer and they didn't get their DS Lite. And contestant number two?
Modern for 300.
Modern for 300. This is the new category this year. I don't know if you noticed. We switched it up. Red Octane made out very, very well. Very well. When this company purchased it for almost $100 million earlier this year. What company bought Red Octane?
EA.
EA is not correct, sir. A valiant effort. Contestant number three, what company did buy Red Octane? I'm not giving hints out. I want the audience. It's so quiet in here. We could hear a pin drop. Back last year when we were out there, it was all loud, all noise, but you guys are being so nice. Contestant number three.
Microsoft.
And they're not giving you hints because they want to know. What?
Microsoft.
Microsoft. All right, we're going for the big guys. That's not correct. Microsoft would have been smart to do that, but apparently Harmonix doesn't like working on the Xbox, I guess. Contestant number one. Thinking
about me?
Konami, no. Obvious choice, though. But no, all right. Who's going to win? Red shirt, right there, fourth row. Activision. Activision is correct, sir. You win a prize. I'm going to have to get some people over there soon.
Hardware
for 500. Man, you're going right for the jugular. In 1995, and this is a good one, you have to watch this one, drooling fans like myself, in the U.S., eagerly awaited the release of the original Sony PlayStation thanks to ads spouting mysterious phrases like Enos lives. What did Enos, written just like that, really mean? What does Enos really mean? It signifies something very specific.
I have no idea.
Tell you what, it stands for something. Each letter there stands for something specific. Contestant number one, I bet you know this.
I have no idea.
No idea. This is the stuff that makes you all winners because you know the answers. Contestant number two...
I'm going to say that the S stands for Sony.
Would you be willing to bet one of the prizes you're going to win on that? Here's a little wager. They're going to know the answer, and I'll let you do it. I will give you an extra prize that you weren't going to get if Sony is correct and you're willing to bet on it, or take one of your prizes away If you're wrong, I'll let you choose which prize I take away, but they're all very nice and valuable.
I'm willing to bet.
You want to bet? You're going to bet. Okay. He's taking it. He's riding that train. My helper over there on the computer. I haven't thanked everybody yet. I want you to tell your name to everybody.
I'm Alex Bevere. I live in Puyallup, Washington.
Thank you for that history. And how do you know about this trivia show?
I heard about it last year off of the PAX DVD and then the interview that you had with Gabe and Tycho last year.
So you listened to something on the radio?
Yeah, I listened to Chatterbox online.
Oh, yes, you do. Okay, Chatterbox. Available online, chatterboxgameshow.com. You can listen to the podcast any day of the week, any time of the day. All right. And so what's the answer? What does Enos, with a little red-colored letter there, what does that mean?
Ready, the 9th of September.
Does not mean Sony, young friend. You are correct, and you win a prize. My helpers, I didn't see their answers. He didn't look at it ahead of time, but he wins. Red E, the 9th of September. Yes. Oh, that's... Man, what prize are we going to take away? I think I'm giving away a Scion for the prize package. Did you lose your Scion? All right, but he gets a ticket right there. The helper does, because he's awesome. Thank you, Alex. All right, moving on.
All right, hardware for 400.
Hardware for 400. We're clearing out the bottom row. All right, now, disregarding that little D-pad, how many buttons are on a standard Atari Jaguar controller? The original one released, not the bonus professional one afterwards.
15?
15 is incorrect. Now, this one's crazy, because, you're running down all the options. Contestant number two, if it's not 15, how many buttons are on a standard Jaguar controller, other than, of course, the four buttons contained in the D-pad?
14
is incorrect. Contestant number three. These are high numbers. Do you even know what a Jaguar controller is? Because who knows? It could be like 5. It could be 25.
10.
10. No, sir. We're going to go to the audience with this one. Have you answered anything yet? All right, let's get the mic to you.
Is it 17?
It is, in fact, 17. Yeah. You know why? It's got a telephone-style number pad on it. That's 12, 1 through 0, star and pound, right? And then it's got the three buttons, A, B, and C. And then it's got whatever their version of select was and start. And that's 5 plus 12 is 17. Now, the pro version came out. Here's an impromptu bonus question. How many buttons did the pro version add to it? The professional, made for Primal Rage. Who do I want? You want to answer? You want? All right, do it.
Can I bet a dollar, Bob?
What was that?
Can I bid a dollar, Bob?
No, sir.
Okay.
Do you know the answer, though? All right, thank you. Thank you for that. All right, way in the back in the orange, second to last row, I think. I could use a co-host.
Was it 3?
You know, it wasn't 3. It wasn't. Did we get one more guess here? All right, go ahead. Yeah, blue.
Was it 5?
It was 5. There were 2 shoulder buttons in addition to the extra 3. Contestant number 2. They're making fun of you because you have 0 points. Maybe you should pick one of the easier ones.
Right. Potpourri for 500.
What was it?
Potpourri for 500.
Potpourri. Oh, this is the toughest one on the board, guys. What game came built into the BIOS of the original Sega Master System? What is the Sega Master System? How many different versions of the Sega Master System were released in the United States? How many different versions were available in Brazil? That's a question nobody can answer.
Something Hunter, you shot bats in it.
Incorrect and completely off base, but I like the effort. I like the spunk. Contestant number 3.
No, just say no.
Just do it. Contestant number 1.
A worm? Like worm maze? Something?
Worm? What was it?
Worm.
Worm? You know, you're getting closer.
There's a worm maze. I know
and right there, in the front.
Snail?
Say it in the mic there.
Snail?
It's very close. It's snail maze. That's good. You win. Because I thought it was snail before I looked that stuff up on Wikipedia. All right. There's a bonus question. Red knew it immediately.
Power it up without a game, holding up and 1 and 2.
Yes. Man. We have some winners in the audience this morning. It's dark. That's amazing. It's called Snail Maze.
Arcade for 100.
Arcade for 100. Trying to get on the board here. What Korean series of dance games uses five buttons arranged in a pattern inverse to that of the much more popular Dance Dance Revolution series? See, this is current. Dance Dance Revolution is right out there. All right? Think of the four buttons. Think of all the other five buttons. What game uses that control scheme? And it's a dance game. And De Miro makes it. I should have asked that as a bonus question. Sorry, gentlemen. Ladies.
This is happening after the year 2000?
Yes. I tried to get contestants who knew their stuff. I did. Contestant number one, you have a chance for the steal. There are so many people who listen to my show who know the answer to this question.
Micah?
Yes.
Is it In the Groove?
It is not In the Groove. Although, a valiant effort, except it uses the button format exactly the same as Dance Dance Revolution. Contestant number two, do you have any idea?
It was like Dance Groove Mix or something.
No. No. You with the outstretched hand. Yes, you, sir. Yes. Pump it up. Woo! Pump up the jam. Pump it up.
Console for 200.
Console for 200. What infamously bad full motion video game for the Sega CD was pulled from some store shelves after being cited as the ultra violent game that it really wasn't in a 2003 congressional hearing?
A Night Trap.
It was Night Trap. It was Night Trap. Contestant number two, it's up to you. People, places, and things. Which
people
one of these things just don't belong? People 100. We haven't done people at all. This man made Nintendo what it is today by fathering most of its iconic characters. Don't go for the bonus just yet. Hang on. Who was the man? What was his name? They were going to lynch you if you get this wrong.
That'd be our Lord and Master Miyamoto.
Miyamoto-san, that is correct. He's my favorite man on the planet. 1 point. He's on the board. This is a neck and neck race, ladies and gentlemen.
Remember, he wins the mouse.
And the second and third place winners, I think, get exactly the same prizes. Name at least three of his characters from totally different universes. I'm looking, the girl in the striped shirt back there, I hope you are a girl, rather than me making that mistake again.
Mario, Luigi, and Princess.
Wait. Back up a second. I know you're speaking from the heart. I'm going to let you.
Zelda, Donkey Kong, and Mario.
Well done. Well done. You win.
Are we going to count Mario and Donkey Kong from different game universes? They started the same game.
No, because originally Donkey Kong came out, and Mario was not named Mario. He wasn't actually Mario, so I'm going to ask that as a bonus question. I have Red vs. Blue DVDs here, seasons 1 through 4, and whoever can just tell me what the name, with not you guys, what Mario's name was before it was Mario. You who just barely stood up. Yeah. What was Mario's name before his name was actually Mario?
Jumpman.
Jumpman is correct. Pick a number 1 through 4. No ticket. Give it back. I told you this is for a DVD.
Oh.
1 through 4. 4. Sorry. I didn't hear the first time. You win. I would whip it out at you, but that would hurt somebody. All right.
Red versus blue.
That's good. That's a sound bite. I would whip it out at you, but that would hurt somebody. Next. You guys have to tell me who's next.
Arcade for 200.
Arcade for 200. All right, what single word is used to describe the type of arcade cabinet that also doubles as a glass table, found in bars with cigarette marks on it and old used prophylactics?
Tabletop.
What was it?
The tabletop.
Tabletop is incorrect, but somebody knows this answer.
A cocktail.
A cocktail cabinet is correct for 200 points. We're going to flip to 21 now. Man, this guy is on a roll. 21 points. 21, and I stole one of your points, too. I could have stolen 10 of your points.
Potpourri for 300.
Pick one you don't think you're going to make just to, like, have fun. What don't you think you could answer?
Potpourri for 400.
People for 400 you're going with?
Oh, potpourri for 400.
Potpourri for 400. Let's do it. All right, Mario Clash. Mario Clash is a game for which Nintendo system?
The Virtual Boy.
The Virtual Boy, best video game system ever! How much of that was 400? Oh, my God. The Virtual Boy. Can somebody else tell me for another traffic cop? What was another game on the Virtual Boy? Any other game? Right in the middle there, fourth from the end. I'm pointing right at you with the hat on. I want to know any other game for the Virtual Boy.
It R-Type.
R-Type? Is that right? Because I don't even remember. Somebody qualify it for me. Was R-Type on the Virtual Boy? I don't think it was. Yellow. Mario Tennis was the game that came with the Virtual Boy.
People for two. People for 200.
People for 200. Now remember, this could be companies or people, whatever. This bald hipster was the public face of the Xbox 360 up until its official launch, and then just sort of mysteriously disappeared to work on something else, probably the Zune. What was his name? His first name could be a letter or a name. I'll give you that much. That's a hint. Because I'm trying to give you help here. Mr. One Point. Hey!
We're in it together.
That's all right.
Remember the face? His name was, Kay or something.
What?
Kevin something or other.
No. Wore swanky little Puma shoes, I think. Or some designer that I don't recognize but looks like that. Contestant number 3.
Take your tie off!
Are we heckling? I like the tie. It looks very professional. Contestant number 3, see if the t-shirt helps you win this question.
You know, I can picture it in my mind, but all I can think of is Ali G.
Ali G. How about his character? I can't do that. I could try to do the voice.
Number 1, what is the answer to this question?
I thought it was Peter Moore. I don't know.
What was it?
Peter Moore.
Peter Moore? No. All right. People know this answer. Red. What is it?
Jay Allard.
Jay Allard. Bald head. Looks like he's 12.
Potpourri for 100.
Potpourri for 100. This is going to be easy. I promise you. I promise. A $100 question. What ever-growing game series has a completely new storyline with almost every title, but always has a guy named Sid? There's always a guy named Sid. He doesn't know it. He doesn't know it. How could he even get on the stage? He knew questions. He knew answers to questions that nobody else knew. You win a prize, sir. Catch. Lest we forget that wonderfully famous man, Crap Thompson. What is the answer to this question, contestant number 3? I hope you've got body armor for when you leave here today. Go for it.
Final Fantasy.
Can I give this to contestant number 2? Do you mind?
I just answered it.
Oh, did you do it? Yeah. Go for it. Oh. Did he say it?
I said Final Fantasy, yeah.
You guys are overpowering him. I was like, just give it to contestant number 2. Just give it to him. Come on. Give it to him. He needs it. He wants it. He's got it right here. He knows. He knows it. Final Fantasy is correct. Now...
That is kind,
now,
but...
There was... What was that? Was that 100?
Give it to him.
No. I'm not giving him free points. You answered it. But now, I believe... Now, I got to tell you, I'm not a huge Final Fantasy player. Now, I know the answer, but I know that there's one, I believe at least one, that didn't have Sid in it. Am I right about that? I think I am correct. I know my stuff. Blue, did you already answer something? Hey, hang on. I'm looking for one in the main series, one with a number after it. Or should have a number after it. You know the answer? Go for it. Final Fantasy 1, or just Final Fantasy. That is correct. Didn't have Sid in it. According to Wikipedia, it didn't have Sid in it, and I'm taking that as gospel. All right, this is contestant number 1 now. For the steal, he gets it right, and then he steals from you. Or he steals, and then he gets another one. I've got sensitive bomb, by the way. After the show, if anybody wants some sensitive bomb... Go for it.
Okay, potpourri for 300.
Potpourri for 300. We got to make this quick, guys. We're almost at the end of the show. X-Men Children of the Atom was the first of many Capcom games to have super jumps. We know the style of game, super high levels, lots of graphics. And you had to do something very specific to super jump. It was new in the Capcom fighting games. How did you do it? Name both ways. I need both ways.
You not duck real quick and jump.
Or?
Or you push jump twice.
Incorrect.
No.
Incorrect. Contestant number 2, both ways to do a super jump.
I believe up, jump.
What was your other answer?
Well, down.
The down,
down
up,
up.
The down, down up. Contestant number 3, because that was wildly incorrect.
Wasn't it a jump in a combo?
Jump in a combo?
Jump in the air, then do the...
And then do the combo. You know what? Good try, though. Audience member. Audience member, we've got a guy right on the end there being very quiet and nice with the arm up. That's you, yeah. All right, so basically we've already said down up. Down up will super jump. What's the other way to do it?
Jump up against the wall?
Man, no. No. You, sir, with the long hair. All three kick buttons, everybody. We should know that, because like 20 games use it. Everything versus everything and whatever.
People for 300.
People for 300. I think this is actually companies. In the fall of 2005, Pac-Man and your favorite Gundam Wing became Step Brothers, and that was because of two companies merging. I want to know which two companies merged. Mm. Which two companies merged to bring Pac-Man and Gundam Wing together in an incestual little love nest? Hmm? Two companies. A little louder,
no.
Please.
Namco and Konami.
Namco and Konami are... Konami's still very much on its own. Good try, though. See, these are, we know the big companies here. Contestant number three.
Atari, and I can't think of the other company.
Man, we don't even know who made Pac-Man. Do you see why it's hard for me to get contestant number one, what two companies merged?
Namco and Capcom?
Namco and Capcom is not right, because Capcom also on its own. We've got all these people who know the answers, and standing up, I'm a sucker for people standing up, but we've got girls who know the answers. Oh, so many girls. Why weren't you on stage? I looked for girls. I told contestant number one, I said, listen, you're the third person I've chosen, but if I find a girl who's willing to do this contest and able to do this contest, you're off stage. I'm putting a girl in your place. I think what we should do is swap you out. Because you're going to take it. What's the answer?
Namco and Bandai.
Namco and Bandai. Now, of course, now they are known as Namco Bandai. Namco made Pac-Man. I think, do we know the father of Pac-Man? Does anybody know the answer? I got another traffic cop who says somebody here knows the name of the guy. But nobody does. All right, moving on. It's contestant number three now? Contestant number three.
Console for 100.
Console for 100. I told you these questions were hard. You said, I can do it. I'm going to be in this contest. What was the first game bundled with the Sega Genesis console? Everybody knows the answer. They got their hands up already. The blood's leaving their arm. This is how much they want to answer. You were telling me this on
it
the
was
phone.
The one with the werewolf.
You were telling me this on the phone. I was like, that's interesting that you mentioned. It's like something that a Genesis, and there was a thing with a werewolf, and I don't remember. And I was like, too bad I can't tell you that's one of the questions in the game tomorrow. Because he would have totally looked it up. Who's the friend with the BlackBerry? Somebody?
No. You see, the whole thing is that I was having a discussion about it, and the guy I'm sharing the hotel room was telling me, and now I can't remember it for the life of me.
Oh, man. Let me tell you, what do you do in your off time? What are your hobbies?
What are my hobbies?
Yes. Do you skydive?
I still run an old BDS.
You run a BDS? Wow. Do you arm wrestle?
Huh?
Do you arm wrestle?
No.
You're going to need to get out of here today. Contestant number one for this deal. Why don't you just
Altered
let it out?
Beast.
Altered Beast. It's almost shameful to just flip him over. All right, it's going to be contestant number one's choice once again.
People for 500.
People for 500. Now, hang on, there's going to be a twist here. If contestant number two can get this right, I'll give him 1,000 points and take away 500 from player number one. So the question goes to contestant number two. This well-known Irish game developer, this is one of the best questions. You guys should know this guy because he's a wonderful man. This well-known Irish game developer issued a challenge to anyone looking to get their foot in the game industry door. Research the top 100 games, he said, and let me know of this research and do a little book report, but a game report. System of your choice, top 100 games. I'm going to write you a letter of recommendation. Who am I? For 1,000 points. 1,000 points.
Isn't it this question?
It's for you. But you could just say that I don't know. Because I got to give more prizes away.
Not.
What was it?
I don't know.
Can contestant number three get it? I'll give you 2,000 points.
No.
No? Contestant number one.
Was it Blizzard?
It's a specific person.
Oh, person. I don't know.
Don't know. All right, somebody knows. Somebody knows, and you're going to win something.
You, sir? You know
the answer? Have you done this? Have you participated in this challenge? It's an amazing challenge. I don't think anybody's done it. Go ahead.
Seamus Blackley?
That is incorrect. That's why you haven't participated in the challenge. The guy in the hat, you already answered a question, right? Poorly? No, there's somebody else who hasn't answered a question. Blue, have you answered back there? Have you? No? Let's do it. It's who I'm looking at, really. I don't look at you guys. You're off on the side. You said I don't want to be in the game.
I'm going to go with American McGee.
No, it's not. All right, now you want to answer? It's not Molyneux. I don't think he's Irish. He's English, right? Didn't you want to answer? No, you're telling me I want to answer, right? You're the one who moved over, right? Oh, but not this one. You get to choose. You get to pick and choose. It's not my game. It's your game. No, I understand. Who honestly, you know if you know the answer. You'd know if you know it. Don't just take stabs in the dark. If you know the answer, you do it, but you're not getting a prize. It is Dave Perry. Dave Perry is absolutely correct. If you go to dperry.com, you can learn more about that. I will write you a letter of recommendation. That's only step one of the challenge, by the way. Then there's step two and three. I'm sure he'll make you like his personal roommate if you can do all three of them. Contestant number two.
People for 400.
In late 2004, a well-publicized blog, this is a great question, a blog post put pressure on EA, even though they're our sponsors and we love them, put pressure on EA to change its employment practices. What was the online identity of the industry-changing blogger?
It was an EA employee's wife.
What was the name? It was the famous name. It said, this person.
I cannot remember her.
There was an underscore in it. Contestant number three. That means there's two words. I'm trying to give you hints here. Not in your current events, huh? Don't read Joystick, Kotaku, any of the other websites? No?
No, sorry.
Contestant number one?
Oh, no.
All right, somebody knows it. Somebody knows it. Front row. EA Spouse. There's a bonus on that one. EA Spouse wins. You win. This bonus, two prizes, by the way, if anybody knows this. Give him a ticket.
I have no clue.
No, you're not answering the bonus. Somebody else is answering the bonus. You got your ticket. You got the ticket. Who? Does anybody actually know what her real name is? Anybody? I'll give you my firstborn. Joyce Thompson?
No.
That's good. That's good. See, there's some questions I put up there. I know you're not going to get them, but you guys have plenty of questions, right? But anybody want to take a stab at it? Her real name is not EAN Spouse.
No.
All right. Her name is Erin Hoffman.
Erin.
A great industry motivating woman, and we appreciate her. Moving on. There's number three?
Sure. Modern for 500.
Let's do it. Let's do it up, Geometry Wars. It started off as a mini game playable through what real retail game?
Easy.
No idea.
Contestant number one.
Project Gotham Racing?
No, sir. It was not Project Gotham Racing. Contestant number two.
Project Gotham 2.
Project Gotham Racing 2. That earns you second place, my friend.
Was it 500?
Yeah, that was 5 points. Okay. Dude, you're shaking.
600.
There. That was awesome. For the steal. Well done. Is it your turn now to pick? No, it's the first player's turn. You didn't get it right, and he got it right. That's embarrassing. You should walk out with your head down.
And we know a lot about embarrassing over here.
Okay, hardware for 200.
You know, someone told me I should be a dick on stage. They said, you shouldn't be the nice guy that you always are. You should come up and just be a sarcastic wench. And so that's why I'm doing this. Really, I'm a nice guy. Hardware for 200. Name the octagonal infrared controller for the Sega Genesis that sits on the floor and reads body movements.
The Activator.
The Sega Activator! That was for 200 points? $200? Hardware bonus. Hardware bonus. First guy I saw the hand up was the fourth from right there. You know, stand up. Wait for the mic, though. You stand up and then speak into the mic.
Para-para-paradise.
Para-para-paradise.
Yeah!
For the win. For the win. I have that game, by the way. It's beautiful. It's pink. Very girly. And I dance around like I love myself. Modern for 100 or 200. Whose turn is it? I have no idea whose turn it is. Point to each other.
200.
200. Modern for 200. How many Xbox Live Marketplace points does $5 buy you? $5 without getting a sale. You buy it from the marketplace. How much do you get? How many points? And how many halves of games does it buy you? It is.
I believe it's 100.
100 points? You're not going to earn 200 points for that. Contestant number three. Do you own a video game system, contestant number three?
I do.
What video game system do you own?
I have an Xbox. I have a GameCube.
You own an Xbox? Do you know that each person on stage here is getting 4 Xbox 360 games, and I don't think a single one of them owns an Xbox 360? Contestant number one, if he wins, and I don't know if he's going to win because I haven't calculated the points yet, we'll get a briefcase with accessories worth like $200 for Xbox 360 specifically.
Yeah.
Perfect. You didn't get it? You can take a stab at it. Just throw it out there. Something that ends in 13.
500 points.
500 points, no. Very close, though.
Was it 20?
20 points. 20 points. Wow. No. 400 points. That is correct. And you know why they made it so it's not like 500 for $5, right? That way no currency in the world really matches up per penny or per unit. That way it's all this very confusing matter where I don't know how much money I'm spending on a game.
Okay, I know this
I don't know.
One.
All right, whose turn is it to answer this question?
Okay.
Is it contestant number 3?
Yeah.
Now don't look, I want to read this question to you. It's very important to me. This annual charity effort appeals to the hearts of gamers everywhere to donate money and gifts for children's hospitals all over the world. Now, this is tough. I know that not a lot of us have donated charity. It's a corporation, a group of people, a couple of guys, who knows. They do this thing every once in a while. I've heard of them, but I don't know if you have. It's a tough answer.
Child's Play.
Child's Play is correct. Thank you, Gabe and Tycho.
2 points!
Mike and Jerry. All right, so we're done with our real game now, and I know that we're close to the end, but I've got to give away this stuff, so we're gonna ask a lot of questions. I don't even know how many prizes I have to give away. Go to bonus. Console bonus. Console bonus. Who's got a hand up? I don't see anybody with a hand up. We don't know. Oh, I saw somebody in the end, right there with the red little thingy and the black shirt. You stand up. Stand up. You're answering this question whether you like it or not. What is the name of the suit that allows Mario to turn into stone in Super Mario Bros. 3? You guys cannot answer.
Tanuki suit.
The Tanuki suit! Hardcore! Hardcore. Well done. And Arcade 2, I don't see anybody with their hand up, but they know that a question's coming right there on the end. You're going to answer this one. What popular sports game, this is a tough one. What popular sports game from Midway Games had a secret 3D battle tank game built in? Had nothing to do with tank battling at all.
I have no idea.
You have no idea. Who's next? Right there. You can yell it out. NFL Blitz is incorrect. You already answered one, didn't you? All right, that's cool. Wait, you already got a ticket too. And you, sir? Oh, you do not win because you cheated. You cheated. It's NBA Jam. No, it is NBA Jam, but he totally cheated right in front of me. That's scandalous. That is scandalous. That is the best arcade trivia question you can ever ask your friends. You tell them, hey, I know something you don't know. We're going to go to modern. Bonus, all your base are belong to us. Is a line from what game? Guy with the two hands standing right up. See, I'm a sucker for attention getting. Zero Wing! Zero Wing is correct. Do we have tickets? Do we have any more tickets left?
I don't.
No? I got stuff for you, though. Two or three.
Oh, he's got tickets.
You got tickets? Do it.
Tickets.
Do it. All right.
Do it. Do it. Do it.
All right. So what two systems or thingamajig, where could you play Zero Wing? You already have a ticket, dude. If you've got a ticket, I don't want you answering questions. Have you already answered one? No? You haven't? Wrongly answer it. Go ahead. Whoa, 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 whoa. What are we doing? Back to modern. All your bases belong to us. What to, where could you play it? Yeah, there are two types of systems that you could play this on. That I know of anyway. There might be more. I'm wrong all the time. All your bases belong to us. You could play it with a controller, mm-hmm. Right? And it was on a system, on your television. Uh-huh. Yeah. What system were you playing? Sega Genesis is correct, sir. You win a prize. An enforcer, and I love giving enforcers prizes. Give me a ticket. Awesome, and that's good. That's good. That game started off somewhere else, though, before it went to the Genesis. Does anybody know the answer? Anybody?
Right.
Who hasn't already answered? Who yelled right here? Say it.
The MSX.
The MSX? I don't think that's correct. Thank you for cheating and stealing it from everybody else. Well done. Do you already have a ticket? Okay. All right, hardware, you guys saw this already. For what non-Nintendo branded system were two Zelda games available? Now you know. See, I said attention does it for me, right? What was it? We need a mic, though.
Yeah, it's the Philips CDI.
The Philips CDI is correct. You win a ticket. I know, but the third one didn't really come out.
We're out of tickets.
Out of tickets. I got more stuff, though.
We gotta wrap up.
I know we gotta wrap up. All right, guys, we got like two more questions here. People bonus. Who is the creator of Leisure Suit Larry with the hands?
It's Al Lowe.
I was going to say it louder.
Al Lowe.
Al Lowe, loud and proud. Very well. You want two or three? Two or three. Pick. Three. She wins. Well done. Last question, guys. I had tons more questions, but we ran out of time. What is the name of the talk radio station? The talk radio station. And Grand Theft Auto, don't say it out loud because I'm not going to get you to scream. I want to pick. You're the first guy that I saw, so you. What is it?
Chatterbox.
Complete. Add a couple letters after it. It starts with an F and ends with an M.
Chatterbox FM.
Chatterbox FM. That's right. That's right. Now, that is a total coincidence, by the way. Total coincidence. That's excellent. We're done, ladies and gentlemen. I have all this stuff to give away. All this stuff. I don't know what to do with it, but I'll figure something out. Anyway, listen, everybody. Thank you very much. This is excellent. I feel so close to you. If you have a ticket, you want to come up to stage and just sort of like line up. If you have a ticket with an underline under it, you're going to win a Nintendo DS and a copy of Star Fox Command. We're giving away like eight of those now. Eight, nine, however many.
Yeah, I'll give it to that guy.
I have no idea. It's going to be fantastic. Thank you so much for coming, everybody. We would picture if it were louder in here, like you would have loved it more. Did you love it? Does everyone love Chatterbox? Chatterbox FM, awesome. And if you meet me outside and you impress me with some sort of video game trivia you give me, I might have more prizes for people. Maybe. Just don't swamp them and stop other people from coming into the next thing, right? Because I got more crap. Thank you so much, everybody, for coming. I really appreciate it. We're done. Oh, boy. Do you have two tickets? What's going on there? Oh, that is a fake one. Yeah. Yeah, if you don't have a ticket, haul ass out of here. Get out. Yeah, get on out.
You've been listening to Chatterbox Video Game Radio. Tune in next week for more tips and info in the latest and greatest in video gaming. And remember, all your base are belong to us.